50% of the work. And then in terms of transfers, so going from a sitting position to a standing position, he still needs about maximum assistance. So the therapist doing a majority of the work, Bruce not doing like about 20%, 20 to 25% he was able to do. Which, honestly, going back to his notes from when he first came, he's doing quite a bit better. It looks like he was maximum assistance times two for any transfers. So two people moving him and giving about 75% of the work. And he, I think, like I said earlier, the pain is just a factor in his overall recovery and whatnot. So we're trying to address that and trying to get him out of I know he's been here for about 10 days. We usually would like to see a little bit more, but he is making progress, although it's minimal. So,
right.
Doing okay. Do you have any questions at all for me?
Well, obviously, one of the big concerns is, you know, Medicare is only going to cover him for 21 days, and he's been there for almost nine, almost 10 days. How likely would you say is it that before that 21 days is up that he would be able to get out and be able to, you know, with some assistance, be able to live back at his apartment?
I'm going to weigh in on that. So I really don't think he can be by himself for even 10 minutes at his apartment. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm just worried about his overall, like, he needs a lot of help for everything right now. So I would just, he would need 24-hour care. I don't know if he has any supplemental insurance that would be able to.
He doesn't, from what it looks like.
No other insurance. So it is 20 days, leaving on the 21st day usually.
So my question is, I know you're not as POA of financial or anything like that, but I really do think he would fare well with like a 24-hour skilled facility like this, but I know he's not going to agree to that. He won't even agree to seeing a PCP. So, I mean, are there funds there for caregiving? Like, do you know anything about that?
I know his, from what he told me a few months ago, that between his Social Security and his pension, he makes about $4,000 a month, which is much better than most people are in his age and situation. But it's still, you know, I mean, like, staying there, that's like $6,000 a month. So I think if he's at his place, I think his rent is around $1,200, and he's got very few other bills, like he doesn't have a car payment or anything like that. If he had somebody coming there three times a week, four times a week, that kind of thing, that'd definitely be affordable. But as far as every day, 24 hours, I have no idea how he's going to do it.
I have a question. Does he drive outside of here?
He does not drive anymore. I guess he failed his driver's test. And he still has a car, but he's not driving it. So, like, he just takes
a question. So who gets him food and things?
So he takes Lyft or Uber to go to the store. But again, now if he's not even able to walk, then that's going to change everything. But, you know, I mean, there's things like DoorDash or Instacart or whatever, where people could drop off food and things like that.
Here's what I'm going to do. To get the ball moving, do you have an email?
Of course.
What's your email?
It's Mike Cowles, just spelled like my name, MikeCowles @gmail.com.
So, okay. First things first, I'm going to send a referral to North Shore Senior Center because they can maybe give him a few hours of caregiving a week, like, you know, 2 hours twice a week or something. It's not much. But I'm going to start with that, and then I'm going to send you the names of a few caregiving agencies, you know, as supplement too, so, you know, so he can get more hours, right? And then another thing that I'd like to go over too, when he discharges, since he's not able to walk, he'll either need a Medicare or an ambulance to take him home, most likely an ambulance to get him up to his apartment, because how else is he going to get back in?
So what if we had a wheelchair, as far as if I picked him up and, you know, drove him there and then got him in the wheelchair and walked him around to his place?
Does he have stairs?
No, he's on the first floor.
Okay. I mean, if we did a... I just worry, like, he's right now a max assistance for transfers. So I just worry about, you being able... or someone being able to transfer him into and out of a car. We would definitely want to try and practice that if that's possible.
Yeah, no, it's a valid point. I've had back issues myself. You know, if I have to basically carry him or lift him or whatever versus just assisting him, then that's not realistic.
Yeah. The only other thing that I can think of is, I mean, he would have, I'm not quite sure what amount the copay is to continue after the 20th day. But I mean, I would think he would benefit from some more skilled services past that 20th day. I mean, obviously we can try our best and get him as strong as we can in those 20 days, but based on what we have so far, I mean, I can't say that he'll be walking and back to his prior level. I mean, he was pretty independent before, it seems like, from the notes I'm reading.
Yeah.
And I'll email the business manager to see what that copay will be. Because I want to hear, our goal here is to make sure that he is as independent as possible for returning home. And I think we would be doing him a disservice if in 10 days we said, okay, like, here you go home. I think that could be problematic.
For sure.
Yeah. So I think I would recommend that, staying a little bit longer. Obviously, if Medicare, and I know he's being followed by Dr. Sharma and his staff, and they like to shorten stays here, but I mean, he really needs therapy continued in like a high frequency sort of way. So I think that would be my first option if he would be able to stay here and then just have the copay past that 20th day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any way possible with his finances to do that unless if there was some kind of assistance with that copay, you know?
Yeah. And we'll ask about that, and we can get the ball rolling with trying to figure out copay in the best place or the best situation possible. We just want to make sure that his discharge is safe. And
sure.
I mean, I know that you guys are so busy and not able to obviously be there all the time. And I think right now, based on what his needs are, he would need someone 24 hours a day. Yeah.
So what happens if he can't pay the copay and you're saying he really needs somebody 24 hours a day? What's his alternative or his options?
If he can't pay for it, I mean, then he would just kind of have to go home, I would assume, if he's unable to pay for it.
We would recommend, obviously, home health
therapy,
right, as well as caregiving services, and be able to give you guys that information to at least do our due diligence in providing a safe discharge for him. So obviously staying here, I think, is the best option. But if we had to think about other options of, like, going home, I think a caregiver obviously would be needed and whatnot for obviously his activities of daily living, like getting to the bathroom. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if he can't pay it, there's nothing we could do about that. But yes, I send everybody home with home health, and I'm going to send a referral to that North Shore Senior Services and send you caregiving agencies. So you guys will be armed with resources. I also sent a referral to Open Arms for caregiving education because I thought that could be helpful for you guys. But just know, like, you'll have resources. But I do want to state really quickly that if he needs an ambulance to discharge back home, that's private pay.
And how much does that cost?
At least a few $100s. I don't know the exact price.
How much is it?
But yeah, a few $100s.
Okay.
A lead is pretty expensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so like $200-$300, something like that?
It might be more, but I just, I'd like to be transparent with my family, so I just want to mentally prepare you guys for that.
Right.
Any other questions for us?
Yeah, so, I mean, does the state offer anything for people that don't have finances when they're in this situation?
Medicaid. You could apply for Medicaid.
Okay. So what's the process for that?
There's a lot of paperwork. I don't know the exact process for applying for Medicaid. Our business office manager knows a lot about that. You could always ask to speak to Jasmina. However, should he need long-term care at a certain point, he would have to give up his Social Security income that he gets monthly in exchange for his care at a facility.
Sure, I understand.
I don't know the exact process. I know there's an application, and you have to give extensive, you know, bank statements and answer a lot of financial questions. But our business manager is pretty knowledgeable about that if you have any questions.
Okay. All right. So let me as far as I have a list of different things I wanted to bring up topic wise, and some of you already covered, so I'm just taking a look here. As far as the mental concerns for his, you know, forgetfulness, whether that's Alzheimer's or dementia or anything like that, do we know anything yet from any of those tests we've done, the psych evals?
No. I ordered a neuropsych for him. I don't know if he was compliant when he came in there, but he did say to our woman who does contracts that there was a man who was asking him a lot of questions. That must have been Dr. Rainish. But yes, I sent a neuropsych because I do think there's cognitive decline. As soon as I find out information, here's the problem. I can't release the documents to you because you don't have healthcare power of attorney paperwork.
I do.
But... Huh?
I am his power of attorney. I do have the paperwork for that.
Would you be able to bring that in to us? Because can't physically release those documents unless that's on file.
Yes.
Okay. That would be great. But that would be through medical records. But as soon as it's, you know, available, I will upload it to his chart.
Okay, so... Because it sounds like it's very unlikely that he's going to be going back to the apartment... you know, his apartment is a mess. I mean, he's a hoarder and he's been living there for 35 years and has probably never vacuumed or cleaned it since he's been there. I mean, it's really bad. But if he's not going to go back there, I don't want to spend, you know, a week, you know, calling Got Junk and tearing up things and cleaning things if he's not even going to go back there. Is there any way to... I don't know, get notified. Like, I guess we have to look at all these things like the copay and things like that to see if he cannot afford it, then he's going to have to go back there and we're going to have to do all that, where I'll need some notice in order to be able to go over there and clean all that mess up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, say you want him to go to a long-term care facility, right? Mm-hmm. Say, like, I don't know if he'd be able to stay here long-term. But say you do want him to stay long-term somewhere, you could apply for Medicaid and all of that through the facility, and it can backdate, I believe, 3 months. So you would have some wiggle room with that. But your question is what? Like, if you were to, you want, like, a notification, like, early, like, if you don't think he can return home, basically?
I guess just basically if we know that he's not going to go back to his place no matter what, no matter what happens, then I don't need to do anything. But if by some chance it's like, hey, it's really bad news, I'm sorry, but he's going to have to go there and you're going to have to figure out how to get people to help him, then I need to know. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, it's hard to tell because it's early on.
Right.
But, you know, it's just so early. But, I mean, I guess we can continue to update you.
Yeah, sure. Can we maybe touch base, like, at the beginning of next week and see if there's any improvements and if there's any more information we would be able to give you? I feel bad right now just saying, no, he can't go home.
Right.
And it's really only been, I mean, he was evaluated on December 6th, which is last Wednesday. So it's only been 8 days.
And I know he wouldn't be happy to hear that right now. Like, he'd be pretty livid. So we want to give it a chance.
Right. Okay.
sorry. I know we're giving you a lot of information right now.
No, I get it. It's all good.
I'll also reach out to Jasmina and just say that you guys like might be interested in applying for Medicaid, you know.
Yeah.
Just put it on her radar.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I really think that's the only option at this point. I mean, it because here's the thing is he's been exercising his whole life doing yoga, like 2 hours a day, like the most disciplined person I know. But he also lifts weights, but I think he's got into the pattern of just doing a lot of light weights that he's comfortable with. He's not doing, you know, muscle building where like, hey, I've got to go until I'm exhausted so that my muscles will get stronger. I think he's just been doing more of a maintenance thing. And I think for the past 3-4 months when he's had his catheter, I don't think he's been doing weightlifting is my guess. And that's why he's so weak. So no, I don't know if his body can bounce
when
back.
You have a catheter and your bladder explodes like that, like you can't really weightlift.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I don't, not to sound negative because I'm a pretty positive person, but I don't foresee him bouncing back and getting stronger, you know?
Right. And like, we don't want to explicitly say that, of course, because we're trying to give it time, but I can understand where you're coming from, and I do think that you're probably accurate. We want to give him a fair chance to go home again,
sure,
you know,
sure.
Before we make that executive decision for him, like, hey, this isn't healthy.
Sure. No, of course. So, yeah, I mean, my goal is, you know, pray for the best, but plan for the worst, you know, and like, I was talking to my wife about it, and it's like, you know, it's basically different stages, like, of planning, and like, the first one is, hey, he's doing better mentally, he's doing better physically, he goes home, and all's good, and then he's, stage two is maybe he's mentally good, but physically he's at 80% or 70%, and he needs somebody to come there 3-4 times a week to make meals and clean the place and things like that. And then like, okay, he's maybe at 40% and he needs somebody there 5-6 times a week, you know, 7 times a week for an hour or two a day. And then it's like, no, physically he's bad and he's, you know, now he needs to be in a place. And same thing if mentally he's bad, he needs to be in a place 24/7, you know?
Right. So, right, and I don't know if we have long-term care beds available. Like, that's an admissions question, but should that come up, like, I can ask. You know, I don't want to promise anything, but I will say you will have to work with Jasmina to, you know, to fill out a Medicaid application if he does stay here, you know, because, of course, he can't afford, you know, $395 a day, right?
Right.
Private pay. But, you know, we're going to work with you. We're going to help you guys. And, you know, any other questions you have, just feel free to give me a call. My extension is 3706.
Right.
But do you have anything else for us before we wrap up?
So I know you said Allie was the other one in the room. Tell me your name again. Is it?
I'm Carly. I'm the Carly, social worker right. for the short-term unit.
That's right.
Yeah. And my extension is 3706.
Yeah.
And if you would like therapy updates, Allie's your girl for that.
Okay, so for Allie, is it Ally or IE?
Just Y, you got it.
Okay.
I know, Allie's like difficult because some people spell it IE.
I know, it really is.
Yeah, no worries. What's your extension, Allie?
It's 3610.
Okay.
I used to have her extension, but we swapped phones.
Okay. So she's for the physical therapy updates, and then...
I'm the social worker, so the discharge planning stuff. The financial stuff is Jasmina. Jasmina Ali, she works in the front. But
hang on one second. So Jasmina, she's the social care stuff, right?
No, she's the business office. So she'll help you with Medicaid questions, the copay questions, things like that.
Yeah. So, all right.
And then I deal with the discharge planning. I'm the social worker, so.
Okay. And then do you have an extension for Jasmina?
3705.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.